Welcome to another episode of At the Table with Patrick Lencioni, where everything we talk about is related to changing the world of work so that more organizations can be more effective and less dysfunctional, and employees can be more fulfilled and less miserable. I'm your host, Pat Lencioni, joined as always by Cody Thompson, my co-host. Good afternoon, Cody.
Good afternoon, Pat.
We also have our producer, Tracy, on mic today. Hi, Tracy.
Hey there, Pat.
And we have Matt, not on mic, our engineer. How you doing, Matt? Nods. Excellent. Excellent. Keeping us on track. All right, Cody, what's to the podcast title today?
It is, Why Do We Work?
That's right.
Or Why Do You Work?
Why do you work? Why do we work as well? You know, the other day, one of my 21-year-old sons, Connor, asked me a question. That's the basis of this podcast. He said, Dad, what's the purpose of having a job? Now, he didn't really want an answer. So he just went on. He said, it's to make money, right? That's pretty much what the purpose is, just to make money. And I could tell he was not excited about being right, and that he was sort of lamenting the fact that work as a concept felt a little empty to him. So that prompted me to talk about our gifts and our jobs and our lives and the fact that we need purpose. I don't know how interested he is in that at the time, or he was. But when it comes to the work I do with organizations and that we do here, Cody and Tracy, the same is true. Every company or organization we work with, we make it clear that they have to answer the question, why do we exist? In other words, why is this company doing what it does? Why does this worthy of being existing? And there are different ways to answer that question. You know, some companies exist to change an industry, like Southwest Airlines. They started in order to democratize travel because travel was so expensive, and they wanted people who couldn't afford to travel to be able to do that, whether they had to go to their aunt's funeral or go to a family reunion or visit a customer because they were a small business, something like that. Here at the Table Group, we exist to make work fulfilling for all those people out there who spend the majority of their time doing it. And we don't want them to feel unproductive and dysfunctional. Some organizations exist for their specific customers, just they provide a service to a small group of people. Some do it for their employees to pay them so they can have better lives. And some exist just to make money for the founders. And I suppose that's better that they're clear about that than not. Each of us as individuals has to do the same thing. We have to answer the question, why do we work? And while there isn't just one answer, there will be plenty of and a variety of factors at play, it's really important to understand all of those factors and to know which is first and second and so on. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, why we work or why you work, because it matters. What do you guys think?
Well, the first thing that strikes me is how often in the last 6 years that I've worked here, when I look at the models we've created around companies, is how often you can apply those questions directly to yourself or your family. You know, you wrote the book, The Three Big Questions of a Frantic Family, sort of applying this. But when you look at it as an individual, it provides a level of clarity that people need. And so I love this question, why do you work? Because you have to answer that. Otherwise, you're left sort of wandering around. Why am I doing this?
You know, though, I will say one generation ago, if we can say that, because my son was asking me this, when I went to work, and Tracy, you are closer to my generation too, that wasn't really a question. Because frankly, it was because you got to make money to live a better life than your parents did. We grew up on the poorer side of things. And many people in society will say, yeah, we didn't have a lot. And then our parents wanted us to have better lives. So we said to have a little bit nicer house, to have air conditioning. You didn't have air conditioning growing up. To be able to afford a nice vacation. We couldn't really afford nice vacations.
To stay in a hotel instead of camp.
Right.
That was my goal.
And so back then it was kind of like our parents wanted us to have better lives. So the purpose of a job is to make money and to make more than our parents did. And that seemed obvious. I really wasn't asking myself that question too hard back then.
Right. And I would say this, that it seems that there's two lanes, right? It's like either, you know, that whole adage, like live to work or work to live, you know? And I think that's what people try to draw a dividing line to make it like that black or white. And there's actually way more and better ways of thinking about this other than, hey, either I'm committed to work because this is my responsibility, or I'm committed to work because it allows me to do all these other things. Like, there is a middle ground that's actually way more purposeful and intentional and way more fulfilling, actually.
Right. Well, but and the reason why I said what I said, Cody, though, is because younger people, and you're younger than we are by far, they do ask this question far more than we ever did.
Yeah.
Partly because they grew up a little more comfortably. I think life is a little different and jobs come and go in a different way. So this is really prevalent right now. But here's the deal. Even if you grew up like me, when we started working that we knew why we worked, we have to answer this now.
Right.
And it's like, why am I working?
Well, and I think that even your answer to this question can change based on the season in your life, like, sure. or the job that you have or the circumstances your family is in. Because, and I guess I would say this, like you proposed this idea as a topic, and it's interesting even for me as someone who I think I have a little more clarity around why I work, but to really codify that, to really think about it and say, this is why, because even if it is, you know, not, oh, because it's the most fulfilling thing in the world. If you have real clarity, like when you talked about organizations, when we consult to an organization, it's like, we're a startup and we want to grow our revenue and IPO and take care of all of our employees. You know, it's like, that's not the most altruistic reason to start a company, but it's clear.
It's clarity.
You know, and that might be right for them in that season.
Right. And so when we're asking this question for you, I think the thing we should do is say, what are my choices?
Right.
And one of the choices really is to make money, but for my family. Sure. There's people listening to this who are like, listen, I didn't pick my career out of all my favorite things to do. I didn't have a lot of options. I came from a poor family and I have a job now. It does well. And I'm doing it so my kids can go to college and my family can do better. And maybe money really is the number one thing. And that is fine. You go and you know that. And it's money to enable others to live better.
And yeah. And I would say that's pretty common. That's a common reason, right?
It is, especially in certain industries sure. and certain socioeconomic levels. And praise God that they can do that. That's a fabulous thing.
Right. And like I said, that might be one of those that's true for a time period. You know, like I know that there were times, you mm-hmm. know, my wife, I talked about recently on the podcast of when she transitioned out of her last job. And it was like, that became my, why am I going to work, was mixed. It was like, I have to do this to make sure that we can provide for our family. But it does beg the question when we talk about these whys, and I want to get into more of them, but like our underlying philosophy about work might be a little different than that dichotomy. That's which right. is not just like, it's for money. There is more there. And I think that the people who listen to this podcast know that we believe that. And that's sort of our parameters for this. But even though that's true, you can see, and probably a lot of people listening are like, yeah, that's my why, to provide for my family.
That's, you know what's okay. funny? That's not the same thing as saying I work for money.
Right.
It's like, well, what is the money for? So that my family can live well. Because when I was right out of college and I got recruited to work at a management consulting firm, most of the pitch was how much money we were going to be making in our career.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a family. I didn't know. But it was just like, yeah, that's it.
Yep.
You're going to do really well
totally.
Here. They didn't say, here's what's going to be fun and here's what's going to... And I think today at my age, and I think society has changed, now the other thing is, okay, beyond that though, that's almost mm-hmm. table stakes. What's another reason to have a job? Mm-hmm. Okay. And I think that the next one that comes into play is often so I can enjoy it and have fun mm-hmm. when I'm working. And I think there's something wonderful about that. Certainly that's why we have this tool, the 6 types of working genius, not just for fun, but so you can use the talents you have.
Right.
And it's a lot more fun to go to work and do things you enjoy.
That's right.
And you get to use your talents here at the table group,
oh,
Tracy.
Gosh, yeah.
You have a job that meets yours. I'm at the same company. I do very different things. And I get to use mine. You get to do yours. Matt gets to do his.
Yep.
And that's great.
Mm-hmm.
So another reason for working is because I want to enjoy myself for 8 hours a day rather mm-hmm. than feel like I'm in drudgery.
Right. What I find really interesting is like, there's no, when we talk about work being this thing where you can tap into your talents and be fulfilled at work, the person who goes to work and says, I'm doing this, it's a sacrifice. I don't love my job, but I'm doing it to provide for my family. There's no altruism in the, you know, like, that is virtuous.
That's noble.
You know, that's mm-hmm. noble for them to do. And that's totally fine. And I think the message that we have too is like, yeah, there's that. And hopefully that's just a season where you're kind of holding on. But there is this other reality where you can find yourself in a role or in a job where you actually enjoy it.
Right.
You know, and we'll talk later even about like, what would we do if we didn't have to work? And what does that look like?
Like
and,
if you won the lottery.
Right.
And the truth is, some people, if they won the lottery, should definitely quit their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
But to do what?
Right.
That's right.
And then to find another purpose, another meaning that might be deeper or better for them. But see, here's the thing. Let's imagine right now that we make enough money to take care of our families and that we like what we do. There's still more questions to ask. Okay, mm-hmm. so what's the purpose?
Mm.
What's the purpose? And another purpose is because of the impact you have on the other people you work with.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you're driving to work, do you think, man, the people I work with, if I weren't there, their job wouldn't be as interesting, fun, or fulfilling. And I actually can, and if you're a manager, this is certainly the case. And the question is, is there something I do that makes their life better?
Yep.
And I think there's probably people listening to this where that is absolutely true and they're just not aware of it. Mm-hmm. It's like you actually work to enhance the lives of the people you work with.
Mm-hmm.
And though you might see it as just having fun, if you can be intentional about that, that's yet another purpose for having a job.
I find it funny. I think we said on multiple podcasts that like we're designed to work. The goal is not necessarily, hey, let's find a way where we could make money and not work. You know, I think that so many people have that mentality, but when you lay it out like that, like what is my purpose where I go to work and the impact that I have on my colleagues that I sit next to, the people around this table, or I can find fulfillment in my natural talents and what mm-hmm. I use, it becomes a totally different conversation. And it's not just that the goal of work is to eventually not have to work.
Right. You know, most people think that the goal is to do something that doesn't feel like work at all. And I believe in that to a certain extent. But if you ask most teenagers, what do you want to do? They say, I want to be a video game designer, which really means they want to play video games.
Right.
That's right.
Or if you ask a lot of them, they say, I want to be a professional athlete. I remember when I was a kid, I wanted to play in the NBA.
Yeah.
Because that wasn't work at all. I did it at mm-hmm. recess. The funny thing is when people actually get to do that in their career, oftentimes they're puzzled because they're doing nothing sacrificial or difficult. Mm. And so they're like, this isn't work. Mm-hmm. And there's something about a job forcing you to do some things that you wouldn't necessarily want to do that makes it a little special because it's for somebody else. I watched this amazing documentary about monks, people that live in a monastery. And they started this monastery like 20 years ago in Oklahoma, of all things. This French group of monks started a monastery, and there's like 35 monks that live in the wilderness in Oklahoma. And monks do three things. They pray, they work, and they rest. And they all talked about manual labor and having labor, even when it's not their gift. Mm. There's something really special about that. It makes their prayer and their rest more meaningful. Mm. And so I think that sometimes in life, we don't recognize that we're meant to do hard things a little bit to appreciate.
Absolutely.
Life.
I think we're meant, that's how we're designed. We're designed to be challenged. We're designed to be pushed. That's what gives us fulfillment. So that definitely resonates with me.
Yeah. Imagine God didn't make it easy to change kids' diapers. I mean, as much as we do, it's always like, oh, I don't want to do that. And when your spouse goes, I got this one, you're like, I'll let
yes.
you.
Yeah.
And yet doing something so distasteful for your child and for your spouse gives it more meaning.
It's a wonderful thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And so sometimes when we think about work, you know, I love the six types of working genius. And by the way, we have gotten so many people that are buying it and using it. And we got great stories from last week's podcast about heroic managers they worked for. We're going to go over that next week.
Yep.
But I don't want to lead people to think that having a job that uses your genius is everything. Because in fact, there's got to be another purpose to it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and I guess of the three that you mentioned, Pat, I mean, this is where they're not clear lines. I mean, you can have multiple reasons for this. You know, like, what, you know, mine is provide for my family and I get to do what I love. And I love the impact that I have around of the people around me. I mean, so it's not like a choose A, B, or C. It can be many of them.
Right.
But oftentimes, if it is just one, looking at the others to provide some meaning or some additional mm-hmm. fulfillment is going to be a great exercise.
Well,
for
and
people.
As you pull into the parking lot or log on to Zoom every morning to go to work, if you're not remembering the purpose, you're not benefiting from it.
Totally.
If mm-hmm. you could sit down at the beginning of the day and go, okay, I'm here because I'm going to make some money for my family. Oh, and I get to work on this project. That's really fun. Oh, and this person at work is kind of down and I get to help them. Oh, and this customer
totally.
Is in real need and I'm going to make their day. Then you get up and you go, this is a huge blessing.
Yeah.
But if you go to work just reflexively, I mean, and there are people in the world that have the best job that have all these great reasons, but they're not in touch with them and they don't get a lot of out of work.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's other people who have difficult jobs, but think I can help that coworker. I can help that customer. I can help that person I know. And they're actually going to work with purpose.
Yeah. Think about our jobs here at the table group. You mentioned serving our colleagues, serving your colleagues. We do that every day here because we're friends. We serve one another every day, and that is such a cool thing.
Right.
That we make sacrifices every day around that, and that's so cool.
In the context of work, in the context of personal lives.
Yeah.
You know, we always talk about how great it is to work here and to be able to do this with friends across the table and stuff. And sometimes I'm like, I wonder if the listeners think that we think this is Disneyland. You know, like this is the...
It's hard.
Yeah, it's hard.
We do a lot of hard things too.
But I also, I think about it as we're talking, it's like, even if you're listening to this and you're like, man, I don't have that. You know, yeah. I don't have that at the job I pull into the parking lot of, or the people that I sit across the Zoom screen on. They're asking yourself this question is like the first step towards getting there. It's like, what is the purpose of my work?
Well, and see, here's the thing. The reason why we suffer at work and still talk about it like it's Disneyland is because there's meaning behind the suffering.
Right.
Because like we had a difficult conversation today and we were frustrated about something. And afterward, I mean, it was long and it was a pain. And we were like, hey, but that's going to benefit those two people. And that's worth it. Mm-hmm. See, when there's meaning, even difficult. And that's really what this question is about. Why do you work? What's the meaning behind your work? Mm-hmm. The other thing is what I really want people to do is to recognize here's another, a final meaning that we have. And that's to help other people find meaning in their work. So when you're going to work, if you can do one thing, it's go to the other people that work with you and go, do you realize why your job matters? Do you know that what impact you have on me? Did you see that customer and what that meant to them? Do you realize what we're doing for the industry? Don't you think it's cool that your family can go to college when you probably couldn't afford it? You know, we have to remind people that their work has meaning, because otherwise, really intelligent people will default to it just being monotony.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that you have to connect with your purpose on a day-to-day basis. Like, I think it might be easier actually when you're like the breadwinner in your family. And as you pull out of the driveway and leave your husband or wife or kids or whoever at home, that you can go, I'm headed to work because of them, you know?
That's
and
true.
So it's almost in some ways that might be like a more direct connection that people make. And then as you get into these, how do I help others find meaning in their work? You know, like you have to deliberately and intentionally look around and try to facilitate that for people, you know? Mm-hmm.
You know, what's interesting, Cody? I agree with you, but I would say that it's so easy to lose sight of that. Like, as time goes by, you talk about your job less when you go home. And I know Laura and I, my wife, have talked about this, is like, I leave and I don't feel like I'm doing it for my family unless they know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And when my kids say, my 14-year-old says, hey, how was your day today, Dad? What happened? I'm like, oh my gosh. So this is integrated into their lives and they understand that I'm actually doing. And I remember at one point I was like, my dad has a job. I didn't really see him as, I should have thanked him every day. Thanks for working today, Dad. Probably sucked, but that's okay. Yeah. I mean, when we lose sight of that even, it's a bummer.
Yeah.
So I agree there's more and more there, but we start to take that for granted.
Sure.
And then it feels kind of self-indulgent.
Totally. No, I get what you're saying. I, you know, as you were talking, whether this is relevant or not, I'm going to tell it. The garbage man comes every Tuesday down our street, and there's a mix of guys that drive the truck. And there's one guy in particular, my daughter loves watching she calls a big truck.
Yeah.
So absolutely. Whenever you hear the big truck outside, we run out there. There's one guy who like just loves that we're out there. And it's 7 a.m. and he's pulling on the honking the horn and like waving at her. And he genuinely enjoys it. You know, there's one or two other people who they see us and they're great, but they don't have the same reaction that he has. And I've always wondered, like, I wonder if that guy knows how much my daughter, like, she probably thinks he is the coolest, you know, he has the best job in the world. She's like, Dad goes to work. This guy, though, every Tuesday drives this truck down our street and it's amazing. And so as we have conversations like this, I'm wondering why he's there and what is his why? And does he know that he has this effect on our family?
Well, and let me tell you, Cody, that guy is he's more fulfilled than all those other drivers. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah. That's the tragedy. Yeah.
He's telling the story about your daughter to someone. Yeah. And that's so cool.
And line up 100 flight attendants and say, tell me why you work. And the ones that work at Southwest are going to go, because these people need to have a good experience and they're going to see their aunt or they're going to do this. And it matters, because that's what Gary tells them all the time, the CEO. And others are like, well, I'm going to be able to retire early, or we have free travel benefits, or I like some of my colleagues, or it's fun to get to have a dead layover in Europe. But it's not really about the work they do.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. Here's the message for everybody. Even if your company does not do that for you, even if you don't work at Southwest Airlines or you work in fast food and you don't work for Chick-fil-A, find a way to make your work meaningful and to make your colleagues' work meaningful. Might even be your manager, your customers. Be the garbage man who this little girl lights up and realize I get to light up this girl's life and her parents while I do my work.
I love that message because when you started, Pat, you said like, look, this is what we teach companies to start with. Like, why do we exist? Right. You are the CEO of your own job, you know, who you are and what you bring to work. And if, even if you're at a company who you don't, you know, doesn't have an altruistic, why do we exist? Even if you don't have any of that, you can create your own.
Yeah.
You know, you can say, here's why I go to work every day. And I'm going to be intentional about that. And I'm going to lean into whether it's helping another person or finding value in what I do or using my gifts or for my family. And I think that would make a huge difference.
Absolutely. Everybody has the potential for really meaningful work. It's right there in front of us. We just need to recognize it. I think that's the end of our conversation today. What do you think, Matt? Anything else? It's okay. All right. Matt says we're done. Sounds good. Well, I'm off to do some real work too. I say not, this isn't real work because it's just so darn much fun, but a project that I have to do that I really don't want to do, but it's the right thing to do. So we're off to do that. Thank you for joining us today. Next week, we are going to tell some of your stories about heroic managers you've worked for or been yourself. We can't wait to share that with you. Until then, take care and God bless.